So, how do you feel now that you're here? It's one day away from this draft. I know it's been a big lead up to this. How do you feel right at this moment?
I think it's just something I've been waiting for. Obviously, with the combine, I waited for that, and now that the season's over and the combine's over, it's something I'm really anxious to get over with. But I know it's going to be a really good experience for me and my family.
Something we've obviously been looking forward to for such a long time. Is it kind of surreal that it's actually about to happen less than 24 hours
away? Yeah, I think sometimes I just sit around and just process it through my head, and I wanted to get here one day, and now that's finally happening. It's just unbelievable, and I'm just super excited to get it started with tomorrow.
When the season started, Cody, you were maybe at one spot in projections for scouts, and did you feel like it was a pivotal year and you could really control your own destiny and where you might slot in?
I think so. I don't think I was a real high prospect to start off the year, but I just wanted to play the way I could and just prove people that I am a top player, and I think that's what I did throughout the year.
What do you think you've done since Ivan Holinka, since the tryout there?
I think right after that, I think I trained a lot harder going into the season, and going to the year, I wanted to prove people wrong, like I said, and confidence-wise, I think that was a huge thing for me going into the year, and I think I had a lot of adversity going into the year, and I think that gave me an extra boost of motivation, and I think that's something that helped me throughout the ride there.
Human nature, though, for you to kind of hear little bits and pieces of what people are saying now, that you're kind of rocketed up a bit, and they're talking pretty high right now.
Yeah, I think that's something I wanted to hear and wanted to be at the beginning of the year, and now that I'm here, it's just unbelievable that I'm getting this recognition, and it's awesome, I think.
What would it mean for you if two players from Winnipeg went in the top 10 and talked to Nolan at all about that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Obviously, Nolan's a good talent and guy can play hockey, so it'd be really nice to have both of us go. I know he's a real character guy on and off the ice, so no, it'd be a good guy to go top 10 with. Yeah, I think he's been an unbelievable player ever since probably Bantam, I think it was. So, no, he's a really good person on and off the ice, like I said, and he'd be a really good player just to play against and play with, I think.
You're a Western Canadian kid. You played out in the Western U.S. Would you prefer to call the West home? Should you have a team from the West, maybe?
I'd like to say so. Obviously, I play in Portland, and I think that's a huge spot for me, and being pretty far away from Winnipeg, that's kind of tough, but I think the West Coast is somewhere I'd like to be, and it's a really nice place, and I think the crowds there, and obviously Vancouver, I think that's a huge spot that's really nice and has great fans.
Has any had conversations with some teams that have you thinking that there's a few that are maybe paying extra attention to you?
There's a couple. I think all of them are pretty much the same. For me, there's probably two I can name, but don't really want to say, because obviously leading up to draft day, it's a little bit unexpected. So for me, I'm just really looking forward to tomorrow, and that's when I'll get a real idea of who really wanted me the most.
Cody, can you just share a little bit about what it means to you to have your dad and your brother here?
I think it's huge. For me, my dad and my brother, we've been through a whole lot, and I think this is just another step of me repaying them back for what they've did for me over the past couple of years.
Kiefer Bellows is joining you in Portland next year. That seems like a pretty good combo for you too.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I know what he's capable of with shooting the puck and the way he can play. So I'm really excited to see what he has for our team. And I know he's a really good, talented player. And I'm really looking forward to see if he's on my line next year.
Yeah, I mean, you're not looking ahead to maybe making a jump at this point, whoever drafts you. But I mean, that's always got to be in the back of your mind. You're going to go to an open mind camp, I guess?
Yeah, so for me, making it as an 18-year-old in the NHL, I think it's going to have a huge summer for me. I need to train really hard, and my goal is to make it as a 19-year-old, just make sure I mature into my body a lot more, and just put in a lot of hard work, and I think another year of junior wouldn't hurt me, and I want to be a good hockey, I want to be a good NHL player to start off my career. I don't want to be an average hockey player, so I think that's a huge thing for me as well.
The first round about 24 hours away, having your family here, does that make the anticipation leading up to the first round a lot easier in a way?
I think so, especially being in a nice city like Chicago. There's a lot to do here, and I'm just trying to soak it all in, because it's a one-in-a-lifetime experience for me. So I'm just going to take it as I can and just really enjoy it.
Cody, would you make of all the moves that Vegas was doing last night to get more picks in the first round and possibly trade up to get you, maybe draft you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But yeah, I was watching the expansion draft yesterday, and I think with Vegas, there's a lot of opportunity for young players, and that'd be an awesome spot to land. And I'm just really looking forward to what Vegas has to hold in the future.
Do you think it'd be easier or harder to play for an expansion team?
Maybe a little bit of both. I know there's a lot of opportunity as a young kid, like I said, and but like I said, it's very hard to make an NHL team. You have to work extremely hard. So no, it's a little bit of both, I think.
Have you visited any teams since the combine?
I visited Vancouver, yes.
Just Vancouver?
Just Vancouver, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
Earlier in the year, you compared the style of your game that you were modeling after to Patrice Bergeron to somebody that you wanted to
yeah.
Try and emulate. What kind of feedback have you gotten from the teams and player interviews about how they see your game? Was that the name that came up?
At the beginning of the year, I tried modeling my game after Patrice Bergeron because solid two-way player, and that's someone I've always looked up to. And I got a lot of comparisons to Mark Scheifele, I think. And I think that's someone I watched closely over the year, and I see a lot of comparisons in our game. That's someone he's a very unselfish player, and that's something I really like about him and something I try emulating in my game.
So earlier in the year, to the end of the year, what was it that improved in your game
most? 2A game, I think. Mike Johnson was huge for me, and he really critiqued my game, and that's something I really improved on throughout the year, and I think that's something I really take pride in.
So Portland was a pretty young team. You guys are a pretty young team this year, so
yeah.
You're all going to be a little bit older for the group. Are you going to take on more of a leadership role next year?
I'd like to think so. I think I had a little bit of leadership role this year just because the young team we had, and I think next year we're going to have the exact same core group, and I think I'm just going to keep moving up in the leadership roles, and whether I'm wearing an A or a C, it doesn't really matter. I'm just going to keep being a leader, and I think I lead by example, I think.
What if you look back to last year, this time, or in August, and the Ivan Lincoln thing happened, everything like that, would you believe that a year from then you'd be sitting here, one of the top prospects, ready to go?
Yeah, it's kind of unexpected. Like I said in interviews before, I think I wanted to go in the year being a second, third round pick, and I think I played my way up to a good first round pick. So for me, I'm just really excited, like I said, to just get drafted, and obviously who picks me, I'm just going to try and prove them right. And coming from that Ivan Hlinka, I didn't really think I had the strongest camp there, and I just really wanted to prove people wrong.
Do